The Red Threads of Peace Project has been running sessions for newcomers at Hugh John MacDonald School on Bannatyne. The project is offered through Mosaic, a newcomer family resource network, and uses theater to explore stories of arrival, survival, and community. Becky Lake is one of the facilitators of the Red Threads of Peace Project, and she joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Becky.
Hi, thanks so much for having us, Karen.
So first I wanted to talk about the techniques you use, and you use techniques from what's called playback theater. Can you describe what's unique about this approach to theater?
Absolutely. Playback theater is a theater technique that draws a lot on the work of Theater of the Oppressed, which is a technique from Brazil that looks at issues of power through theater. And playback theater draws a lot on that work, but it's a little bit different, and it's founded really in storytelling from people's real experiences. So what happens during a playback theater session is, first of all, our participants play a lot of games. There's a lot of laughter, which we find really builds trust in the group. And then people start telling stories from their own lives. It can be big stories, small stories, funny stories, sad stories, even stories that are just as small as a moment. And then other people in the group play those stories back for them. So they perform them in a way that uses sound and gesture and people's bodies so that people can see their own experience reflected back.
And so the people who are participating, they're telling their own stories, but are they also then acting out other people's stories, even though they may not have theater experience?
Absolutely, yeah. The people who come to our program, most of them are not actors, although we certainly do have people that have theater background in our group, or people that love the arts, or musicians, or dancers. But a lot of people are just drawn to the work because they really enjoy listening deeply to other people's stories, and they find that the chance to tell their own story to somebody who listens in a meaningful way with no real agenda of trying to fix their problem or trying to give advice or anything like that is a really beautiful way of building community.
As I mentioned in the intro, the sessions you recently did were with newcomers to Winnipeg. Were there any stories with this group that really struck you or that you found unique?
Well, I mean, a lot of the stories center on little tiny moments in people's lives that we can all identify with. So people's experiences of being late or lost or other things like that are probably, unfortunately, universal human experiences. But there was also a lot of telling of stories, as you mentioned, stories of arrival, what it's like to adapt to a new country, what it's like to leave a place that feels like home. And I think one of the strengths of this program is that many of our participants commented that it really helped them deal with a sense of isolation that they had felt in Winnipeg. And it was a kind of a meaningful community that they had missed in Canada. Maybe they're here and they're participating in English classes, but outside of that, they may not have those kind of strong social connections within their community or strong social connections with people outside of their cultural community. And I should mention that these sessions that we did involved newcomers, but they also involved people who were born and raised in Canada. They involved people, Aboriginal youth from the Eagle's Nest as well. So they were a very, very diverse groups of people, and there was huge amounts of connection building between everyone in the room.
For you as a performer, what do you learn or take away from these sessions?
Well, I think, as funny as this sounds, what is the most special for me is that the performance is really not the most important part of it. I mean, if you study theater, you learn a lot of techniques for trying to portray honestly somebody's experience. But there's nothing to me that quite matches hearing somebody tell their own story and then just trying to represent as honestly and as meaningfully as you can in that moment what you heard from them and what their experience was. And so for me, that's really liberating because it's not really about you as a performer. It's just about you trying to represent that same feeling or that same experience that you may have also shared or you may not have. Yeah.
So for people who may be interested in participating in this type of theater, are there opportunities for people to get involved in future sessions?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're looking right now at how we're going to expand our project in the future. We've worked with newcomers. We've worked with Aboriginal youth. We've worked with seniors at Villa Cabrini, which was also a very unique and fun experience. And we're building right now. So one of the ways that people could get involved is that we do something called play dates. So those are playback play dates. And they happen about every 2 weeks. And they're an open session where people who have experienced our training get together to practice together. We play some games. And then we tell stories and play them back for each other. So it's sort of just a practitioner's meeting. And those meetings are open if anybody would like to try the form out or just check it out and see what it's about. And they can contact us at playbackwinnipeg@gmail.com. So it's just playbackwinnipeg@gmail.com.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Becky, for coming in and talking about this. It sounds very fun.
Thanks for having us, Karen.
I've been speaking with Becky Lake of the Red Threads of Peace Project, and you're listening to Mud and Water on CKUW 95.9 FM.